Hey, it's Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning. Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather drawer?
Good morning.
Happy, happy.
Happy, everybody.
Hi, I'm Tanya Jimenez, coming to you from a slightly late night situation. And since Di has told us how to flirt, I'm asking this man right here,
what time's your bedtime?
Here's one funny morning with our host, Dina Blizzard.
Good morning, what's your bedtime? Good morning, it's Thursday. It's Thursday. Took me a minute, but it is Thursday. Good morning, everybody. Oh, I was just opening stuff. Look how cute this is. So lucky to have OFM, our $5 friends, and the OFM BOD. Thanks for all of this, said Denise. Look how cute. I could wear it like a earring. Let me get this ready. I'm not. Necklace? I wish this was longer. Where's the rope from yesterday? That's not weird at all. I love him. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. I had to think it through. Yep. Nope. Mm-hmm. It is Thursday. In-laws in town from Texas? Still. Oh, you're at the in-laws in Texas. Still. Good luck. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Good morning, pumpkin. That was from last night if you missed it. Jury duty again. Sarah, do they have you locked in? Like, did you get chosen? I secretly want to get chosen in jury duty, and I don't. I want to be chosen for a murder. Murder's wrong. That's very wrong. So I don't want to sound excited about murder. But I would like to get chosen. But like not in like a 6 month trial, like 1 week. You know what I mean? But like on a day where they're paying well. None of those things is going to happen. If you missed it last night, we went live to watch the Love is Blind reunion, which did not fail in being awesome. And did not fail to impress. And I've done so much jury duty, not because I hate it, because I'm too afraid to speak in public. Really? Could you be for a question with no phone? No. Oh, is no phone part of it? Well, then, yeah. Kim was like, I was chosen. It was fun. I was a witness at a murder trial. A witness? You just took it to the next. Were you there? What? No. What? So, only $50 a day plus parking and mileage for me here in Oklahoma. Yeah. What are the high days? What are the high paid days in jury duty? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But those are the days that I would like to be in it. So let's just talk briefly about last night's episode. I'm not going to get into it because it was a whole thing and I was invested. And let's just walk through it. Jessica's got to go figure herself out. Clay got to figure himself out. But he did say some lovely things to AD, which I greatly appreciated. And I thought it was nice. So it was nice. I don't know how I feel about the conversation between like AD and the guy, he was like shading her. I don't know. I didn't like it, but it was a thing. It was a thing. Trying to get this picture loaded in, but it's not working. So overall, I couldn't believe that AD went out on a date with Matthew. You might know who any of these people are, and that's fine. You don't need to know, do you? No. You don't. But I did enjoy it. Quick action. Hold on. Convert. No. This isn't working. All right, hold on. I'm trying to do two things. Can you tell by my eyes when I'm thinking? You're like, she up to something because her face looked real twisted. I'm like, hold on, quick action. Doesn't want to. All right, hold on. So either way, I enjoyed. No, still doesn't want to come up. Look, you're like, she's still thinking. She's still trying to figure something out. I don't know what's happening. Why this? Oh, I see. I got you. Okay. No, I'm good, girl. I'm good now. Got it. One of these is going to show up. Okay. I should have done this before I went live so you don't have to see my thinking face. Okay. I'm ready now. Where were we? We were talking about Trevor. And he was like, okay, so just so you know, there's one guy signed up. He's like, yeah, I'm ready to get married. But apparently he was like calling this other girl pumpkin, but like in the most toxic way, but on camera, this is my problem just with people. Okay. Just people. If you're going to be shady, I feel like there should be a shady oath. Just take a shady oath. If you're shady, I promise I, Dina Blizzard, if I'm going to be shady, promise I will own my shady. Just own your shady. Just, if that's who you want to be, have a shirt made. I'm straight shady. Just be it. Just go full 100%. Be a person. It is a Jersey accent because I'm mad, Bishop, and it comes out. Mm-hmm. Comes out. If you're going to be shady, be shady. I'll make a shirt for you. But Judge Judy, she came out with the book, and the book was like, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Remember that? I remember thinking, she's the smartest person I've ever met. But then I realized she didn't make that up. She didn't come up with that on her own, but yeah. Well, the real Slim Shady, please stand up. That's what I'm saying. So he on the way to go be on a show where he's going to marry somebody else. He was like, I love you, pumpkin. I was like, okay, number one, why are you telling somebody you love them while you go get on another show where you're trying to marry somebody else? And then you end everything in pumpkin. So that's a new thing. Yeah, yeah. The new thing is right before you punch somebody in the face, be like, I'm going to punch you in the face, but add pumpkin on the end. And then it wipes it away. What? I like you. Straight shady. And he had no answer. And they made it seem like Matthew was going to be there. Matthew wasn't there. I jumped in like, oh, it's all from last night. It was all from. This is too much. And I'm not going to sit here and watch girls fight over a man. I'm like, listen, if you fighting over a man, he's either that good. Come on, look at my face. Or something shady's happening. I'm just saying, why do all my haters break? Whatever. Anyway, so that came up. So to give everybody an update, could only the men propose? No, women can propose too. It was really very mutual. They're like, are you in? Are you in? It was like that. Like just, regular dating, except through a wall and on television and everybody's gorgeous. But other than that, it is like real life. You see my face? Bob's like, no man is that good. Bob, you're one of the only two. Now, I'm sure there are. But if you find yourself in a situation where you're fighting for the same man, I'm not, this ain't between us. This ain't between these two girls. This man. And these women need to have some hard conversations and come to, but I'm not. No. But yeah, it's a compliment sandwich, but with pumpkin. Listen, pumpkin, I'm with you, but I'm going to go marry this girl. But if I don't marry, I'm going to come back. All right, pumpkin? You just start with the pumpkin and you end with pumpkin. And then whatever's in the middle, turns out it's fine. Acceptable. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. It ain't, girl. That ain't. Mm-mm. So got that out of my system, kind of, until the next season. And so that's happened. I also have a crazy article to read you, but I also want to tell you about the car. I bought a car. It's a thing. Not sure how I feel about it yet. It's very surreal. I've never bought a car by myself, but I did. And Brooke took me, and we had a nice girl day. Every once in a while, if you have, she's 19, teens to the upper 20s, make them spend the day with you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where's the car? I was like, oh, it's a new Bumble studio. One day we'll go live from the car. Where's the first place you took your car? Home. No, I took it to my mom's. I know, independent Dina. I don't think she's that excited, but she's excited. It's a little overwhelming. Yeah, it's in a driveway. I took a picture of it. It was very funny. Brooke and I wrote down, she is not excited. This is her spring break. And she was like, well, you want me to drive you where? I was like, just to the dealership. She's like, oh, this is like just up the street. I go, kind of. Just a little south of this, down the street. 2 hours away. So we did a road trip. We had a good time. And I had to have like my check for the cash portion and then another check for the loan portion. And then I thought I had everything. And then I got there and I was like, he's like, what is this? And I was like, this is what they gave me. And he was like, there's no check here. And I was like, all right, let me go into my purse. You know, where you do that thing where you're like, I had a folder with all the information in it, but then I took the check out, didn't remember. And I was like, I don't want to forget this. I put it in my bag. And then I came back to the folder. I was like, don't want to forget the folder. And then I put that in my bag. And then I handed him the folder. He's like, nothing's in this folder. There's no check here. And then I was like, has to be, because that's why I put it in my bag. It was a whole thing. And Brooke's like, if we drove all the way here. Yeah. Do you like the card, pumpkin? Stop licking. And so it was fine. Everything was fine. I had all the checks. But just in general, I don't know if you guys know this about me. You should never let me hold the checks. Just in general, if there's a real important check, I will put it in a safe place or real important anything. It could be like, here's an important letter. Here's my will. Don't give it to me. I will put it in the safe. Just so you know, if you never want to see it again, give it to me. I will make sure you never see it, ever. It'll be in the safest place possible, which I don't really know where that is. But it'll disappear, for sure. So just as a blanket, don't ever. This is really important. Don't give it to me. Don't give it to me. Mm-hmm. Passport, don't do it. Okay. But safe from anyone ever finding it. Yep, never see it again. Anyway, so we did that. And it was very like relaxed, considering how long it took me to get to this point. Yeah, I'll take you on a field trip, but like around the country. Yeah, and that's mostly Wendy. I just go, okay, let's go, like that. Like I can move. I just can't find stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did. I played a game with the check at the end. But they were very nice, but... You know, I had seen the color of this car and I had seen the car, but I hadn't seen this color on this car and like that. I hadn't seen it all together in one spot. I did not get any ham coupons, which was upsetting. I was like, are you going to give me like a turkey coupon? And he was like, what? I was like, you haven't brought it up yet. And I think that's weird. Is it Pi Day? 310, 314. Whoa, 3.1514. It's today. Why are we eating pie? All right. Anyway, so do you want to guess what color it is? I have a picture to show you. I took a picture. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, Shikandra. So when I saw it yesterday, I was like, oh, that's nice. I'll go pick up pie in my new car. And I can't eat it in the car, Jeremy, because I'm going to be that lady who, like, you're not allowed to eat in the car. How long did you do you're not allowed to eat in the car? How long do you think I'm going to last? All right, blue, purple, green. I saw that mint green. Red or pretty green or blue? Blue. I saw on the subscriber side they had like a poll going, and what the color was on there, it wasn't winning. Pearl, white, or silver? Silver, red, silver, champagne. I did consider like a champagne color. Yeah. Blue, orange. There were some really pretty orange ones. That was like real sporty. I was like, I don't think I'm that. Somebody's like, please don't say orange. It was a really cool orange. I didn't get that one, but it was really cool. That was me with the poll. Yeah, VN, I saw the poll. So I ended up getting a Lexus NX plug-in hybrid. And then last night, I was up in the carport with a plug and the thing. And I was like, and it locks and can't get it out. It can't get it to go in, can't get it to come out. That's what she said. And so it was, I got the owner's manual last night like this. It was the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Is it power orange? Okay. Then Jane's like, then I think you got green or white, light blue, green to match your favorite shirt. Black. All right, here we go. I'm just like, oh, you're going to love it. I do feel like I'm riding on air. Considering that everyone around me, a 2-block radius around me, knew if I turned right with my last car, because it would be like, ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. This car makes no sound. I don't even know that it's on. In fact, it's built in that if you get out of your car and it sits idle for an hour, it'll just turn on. I guess there's a lot of people that leave the car on. All right, you ready? Here we go. All right, here we go. Dun, da, da, dum, 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 dum. This is a real action shot. It's real stupid. Are you ready? Here we go. Boom. That's Hershey Green. Look at her. That's when I first saw her. Is she pretty? She tiny. That's her. She's like a pretty, it's hard to see. She's like a military greenish color. But she's, isn't she cute? I couldn't believe it. I hadn't seen it all together. Just look at her. Yeah. She nice. It is green. It looks gray. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so it's so funny because it's hard to find that color. So I was happy that I got it. And the guy was like, I want you to know this car is really fine. I was like, yeah, I know. And he said another guy just came up from Florida to buy. We had another one. And I said, oh, that's good. He goes, yeah, he really wanted this green one. And I said, yeah. I said, I have a shirt that I'm trying to match. And it really just pissed my girlfriend off. And he says, yeah, he nicknamed his car Shrek. Because green. I got it. So her name's Fiona. And she's sitting in the driveway. So I got Fiona the fig leaf tree. And I got Fiona the car. So, but it was so funny because we pulled out of the parking lot, and I'm sure my car lost 50% of its value, which was wonderful. But then I wouldn't drive more than 20 miles an hour. Brooke's like calling me from the other car, from her car. She's like, why are you driving so saucy? I don't want anybody in my car. So I'm doing that weird stuff. We're like, don't get close to my car. Don't look at my car. Don't drive the car. But it was funny. The color is like a, it's like a tan color on the inside. I didn't hear it coming. If you see a blind person crossing and you don't have a stop sign, honk. Good to know, Suzanne. It does a lot of things that I don't understand because my car, that didn't have a lot of things. So I'm still learning it. But one of the things that I didn't know, because I don't have a charger yet. I plugged it in last night. It's almost charged. It takes about 10 to 12 hours if you just use like an outlet. He said, he goes, just so you know, when you plug this in, it's going to lock it. I said, it's going to lock what? He goes, it's going to lock the thing. Yeah, she has a remote start. It's going to lock the charger into your car. It does have AC seats. Oh, he put those on? Girl, I was fancy down here. Yeah, I was like, Oh, I've never sat on them before. Although my mom said I turned it on her car, but I had the heat going too, so I don't know. You can make the seat make fart sounds. What's that mean? What? Yeah, no, Cynthia, no. I waited until all my kids are gone. Suzanne, so that's the thing. Why does it lock? Is that a safety feature? He said, yes. He said, that way nobody comes and steals your car charger. And I was like, people are going to come steal this cord? He said, yeah. I said, okay. He said, when you want to, all the doors have to be shut and then you have to hit the unlock button and then it unlocks the lock that the charger locks into your car so people can't steal. They'd have to steal the car and the charger from the wall. So I don't know. Why would they make a seat that makes fart sounds? I don't know. Yeah. It was crazy. And it has that thing. So like when we had rented a car when we were in Colorado. And it does, do you guys know about this? There's a car that like, the high beams will automatically come on. Yeah, it would. Yeah, it knows. I did show my car. Kathy, you missed it. I'll say it. When you're driving, like at nighttime, look at it. That's my face. I was like, oh, my God. That was the first time I saw her in real life. That's when we first met. You know, like when you get married and you have first look, that's it. That's what you look like. I didn't know that. It just comes and turns itself off when there's somebody like facing you this way. It's weird. The windshield wipers go on. You say high beams. You guys say brights in New York. I have automatic lights. Yeah, high beams. You don't call them high beams. Is that why I see people flashing lights at me? Maybe. Yeah. It's weird. I was even from my new carpet. I look like I just wanted to get over with. Yeah. Yeah, no. I gave Lulu and Ruby baths this morning, so they are wiped out. They are just passed out on the floor, so it's so funny. We say brights in Canada. I'm going to put my brights on. And it has a thing. It is, Paul. It's really weird. It has the thing where it has the thing in the window. It tells you things in your window. What is it telling you? I don't know. I think you can decide, but it'll tell you like how fast you're in your windshield. Tells you how fast you're going, and you can move it. He was like, "If you want to move that up, you can move it up." I said, "Move what up?" He said, "What's in your window?" I was like, wait. Yeah, no, Kezia, it's real weird. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the weird thing, Bob, is that I said to somebody, I think I said to my mom, I said, you know what was really nice? is that at no point was he like, let me talk to you about this extended warranty. I was so happy. I was like, please don't try to sell me. And then I realized, I don't think they do that when you're buying a new car. I've never bought a new car. I've always bought used cars. So then they're always like, this is how I love used cars. This is a great car. You're gonna love this car. It's a lot of money, but it's worth it. And you're like, okay, great. And it's just, we don't know how long this is gonna last. You should get an extended warranty. I'm like, I don't know. 5 minutes ago, you told me it was great, and it's gonna last forever. You're like, yeah, I could be wrong. And you should get a new extended warranty. But I guess they don't do that. I got the new keychain. And they only give me one key. I said, aren't you supposed to give me two keys? They're like, we don't have it. We don't have it. I go, what? He's like, the chips, you know, they out of them. So it'll get to you in a couple weeks, maybe like a month. They'll send you the second key when they get it. I said, okay. What? Yeah. Yeah, your nav is in there. Yeah, it's weird. I really wish you could reflect song lyrics in the windshield instead of the speech. I'd be like, your heart must go on. All the lyrics come up. No, there's eventually going to be another key. But there's a digital key. Let's say I'm in Europe and Shakendra's in town. And Shakendra's like, girl, you're not using your car. You mind if I use your car? But I got the key. Because for some reason I took it to Europe. I can say, Shakendra, I'm going to send you a digital key. Girl, what? Mm-hmm. I better pull your phone up. Let me send you a digital key. Yeah. I don't even know what a digital key is. Mm-hmm. I probably will keep my key like my checks. It's real weird, Curly Top. I can't. I don't really understand. But it'll be nice getting to know her, date her a little bit, you know, be like, so what do you do around here? I'll just be, so the first, I would say 30 to 37 miles, all electric. I use, like, you know, if you look at your gas tank, it's got, you know, the quarter, half, three quarters. I didn't even get to the quarter. I use an eighth. An eighth of gas for a 2-hour ride. It was 140 miles. I was like, I love this car. So I came home, I charged it. Now that I have the car, now I'm going to register with the electric company and then start getting it so I can get the real charger put in. I think I have remote start. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to use it primarily, yes, as electric. But like I said, it'll get like 35 to 37 miles of pure electric. And then after that, it'll go to gas. But then it gets amazing gas mileage after that. So, yeah, I'm playing it. It has an app. I don't know if I like the app so far. The app doesn't have great ratings on it. So I'm going to, yeah. I think Dean saw it this morning on his way out. The kids haven't really seen it. So, yeah, but he just left it running. Yeah. Jen, I'm going to check to see if it has remote start, but just leaving it running. Mm-hmm. So I got a Lexus, which I've never had. My dad always liked them. But I got the Lexus NX, which is like the smaller, it's not a Tesla now. Does the gas get old if it's sitting in the tent too long and don't use it? My mom said that she read somewhere that you should use it once in a while. And it will, because, you know, if I go to my mom's house and back, it's probably 20 miles there, 20 miles back. So I'll use mostly electric. And then, like, the last 3 miles will be on gas. So it's called a plug-in hybrid. So it's a little different than a regular hybrid. Mary said, I just bought my third Lexus. I love Lexus. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not really a Tesla. I don't know. I feel like when I've test ridden a Tesla. I've been in a Tesla a couple of times because of Ubers. There's a lot of Ubers that are Teslas, which I think is funny. I don't know. I feel like I'm sitting in a waiting room. There's no buttons. no buttons to look. It's just funny. She does live it's a little bit more than 10 minutes. Depends if there's rush hour or something. Yeah. I can switch it to gas only. Yeah, for sure. I can switch it to either, or do like a thing. It does auto park parallel and perpendicular. But he said, he was like, listen, before you do this, I want you, hey Doug, you've owned 3 Lexus. I had no idea. It says that before you use auto park, test it in a parking lot. I'm like, shouldn't you tested it? Why are you telling me to test it? I was like, then you mean I'll never test it. Is that what you're saying? Cause I'm not gonna. I do. Allison was like, I don't find Cecilis to be sexy. And you want to be sexy, right? Yes, I do, Allison. That was not on my checklist. But now that you say it, yes, I do. So, yeah. So, she's very pretty. And she smells good. She smells like a new car. Mm-hmm. So it's nice. Yeah. I like her. It's got a big screen. Mm-hmm. I don't know Fiona the Hippo. No one knows Fiona the Hippo. Mendy is having a breakdown right now. She's big letters. No one knows Fiona the Hippo. Come on, the preemie hippo. That, just so you know, Mendy, that extra sentence at the end didn't really clarify it for anybody. They want to make sure you're okay with how it parks. I guess. Yeah. It's called Nuvi Green is the color. Nuvi Green. So, Andrea, I did it all by myself. I got my loan by myself. I researched the car by myself. My dad would have been so proud. It's Cincinnati Zoo. I know Fiona. I have to look her up. But yeah, it was good. Look at you being an adult. I know, Claudine. I don't know. I don't see me using that park assist thing. I don't know. Although I couldn't even get out of BNC's driveway. So I stopped at my mom's to show her the car last night. And she was like, I love it. I was like, you can't even see it. You couldn't see the color late at night. She's like, I love it. It's so beautiful. I go, that's okay. It just looks black, but okay. But she saw the inside. We took a ride around the neighborhood. So my sister is waiting for my mom to buy her car so that she can get my mom's old car. And I said to my sister, I said, I'm going to go to mom's house. I'm going to show her my car. And just so you know, as soon as she sees my car, she's going to go buy a car. You know what I'm talking about? When you do all the research and then somebody's like, well, no, see, Dina just did it. I'll just take one of what Dina's getting. She's going to do one of those. I don't know that she's going to get. I was like, you don't need a plug-in hybrid. You don't go where she goes. It's got all the bells and whistles for 3 years on the app. Like, I think auto start is on the app. Joey Cola, how are you? I miss your face. We got to get a get together. So I'm excited. Kind of weird because I have been without a car for probably a month. And so today I was like, I got stuff to do. Who's going to take me to the grocery store? I was like, wait a minute. I can take that car. it's just weird when you're without a car for a long time. So it's just weird. Anyway, so that's what I've been up to. I'll take pictures of our little excursions around town, but yeah, it is. I'm glad it's, I don't know if I was super excited to get the car or I was super excited this whole process was over. I don't know about everybody else, but buying a car is very stressful and, yeah. Are you going to get your car wrapped to protect it from chipping paint? Are we supposed to, what do you mean car wrap? Like the hood and the mirrors and the edge of the door. What are you talking about? Are we supposed to get our cars? What does that even mean? Of course, it has a heated steering wheel. That's the only thing I wanted. All I wanted was four wheels and a heated steering wheel. You could have left all the other parts out. I would have sung to myself. I know what songs I like. I'd have been fine. But they don't do it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. Well, we'll go live, I'm sure. You don't need a car wrap. I don't even know what that is. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. So I went, saw my mom, dropped her off, and then I picked up Chris. I said, Chris, let's gonna go. So we, so I pick her up to go get pizza because I was so late. You saw me just shoving pizza in my face last night before Love is Blind. So we're in Chris's driveway, and Chris's driveway, again, this was never a problem when I had a crappy car. But these cars, you know, they keep you in a lane, so they'll like push you over sometimes. Or if there's something behind you, the car will just stop, right? I'm not used to this, so it's weird. Yeah, Carrie, the smell of pizza. I was like, I should put this pizza on the roof because I don't want to take away the new car smell. I'm trying to keep it. But anyway, I go to back out of Chris's driveway, and because she's on a slant, car wouldn't go backwards. Car was like, somebody's behind you. Chris is like, this happens a lot in my driveway. I said, did you break my car? She's like, a lot of people that have nice cars can't get out of my driveway. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah, because turn off lane assist, I don't like it. Yeah, it hasn't jolted me yet, but I'm sure it might. But I do drive late at night sometimes. Oh, wait, what's happening? Hold on. My computer's about to go bad. No, it was in reverse. It just wouldn't go because it thinks that there's a, thinks that there's an issue. Now let's see. The electric isn't working. Do you think this is because my car is plugged in on the other side of that wall? Why isn't it working? Uh-oh, everybody's like, uh-oh, is this it? This whole outlet's not working. Guys, my car's not even charging right now. Maybe it is. All right, hold on, hold on. Everybody's like, oh, this is it. This is why I'm not going to get this car. Hold on, let's see. Let's see. Hold on. All right, we're going to learn cars together. We're going to learn it together. All right. Hold on. All right, so this outlet, I think the little heater blew that outlet. You're like, nope, it was the car. You don't know that. All right, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Yeah, I think it might have been. Yeah. Yeah. I got to make sure the car is done charging before we go live. Or we can't do a show. No, there's no reset on that button, but I don't know. Is my car charging? Yes, it's going to be fine. It's fine. Like, your car's on fire. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you know what? We'll just figure that out. The lights went on the tree. Well, that's because I plugged them on this. So that outlet's definitely out. It's fine. What? Oh, like the electricity doesn't go out of your guy's house. Your house is too old to charge a car. Yeah, turns out, got to move. Yeah, that's what we learned. Yep. Yep. So, I wonder if the car is still charging. Yeah. Okay. So, we'll see. It's fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. The insurance, I think, maybe went up 100, 140. But to me, that's not bad because that car I had was like 10 years old. This was brand new. So, yeah. Yeah, now I need a new house. So, yeah, my fridge is still working. Everybody like, this is just, I think it's because of the heater. Remember I said the heater was acting, it's fine. Did you pay your electric bill? What? You're supposed to pay that? Come in and use the microwave. Okay, Robin, that made me feel better. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nancy, I got a Lexus NX plug-in hybrid. So, and I'm going to literally be, now I'm going to tell you, I had a full tank of gas yesterday, November 13th. Now we're going to watch it and we're going to see how long I can go without getting gas. How long do you think? Let's say it now. March. What'd I say? Thanks, Dolphin Lover. I say November. Whatever. That's the next time I'm buying gas. That's what I meant. I meant it's March and I'm not buying gas till November. I didn't say November. You guys are crazy. Did you say November? I think you guys get together and you try to play games. I was like, wow, that's the last time she got gas was November. I'm telling you guys, this car is great. It makes your electricity go out in your house, but you never buy gas again. It's fine. You guys get to check your hearing. We know and we listen. I think you guys get together sometimes. Yeah, it's just lemonade. So the lady called yesterday on the way down and said, oh, I just want to go over everything for your surgery on Monday. Now, listen, I don't like to say surgery. I like to say lithotripsy because it sounds less invasive than surgery. And, yep. So I have just put off in my head that I have a lithotripsy on Monday. I'm pretending. It's a procedure. Thank you, Paul. It is a procedure. I don't know why I gotta throw this word surgery around. David, I did get my car. It's in the driveway. And, so they just keep saying this S word. And I have decided to try to forget about it, but they insist on calling and wanting to talk about it. So it's not an Easter tree yet. This is our St. Paddy's Day tree, Jürgen. You guys do St. Paddy's in Belgium? You guys are closer. You think you would. The drinking? A lot of green? Potatoes? Does that sound familiar? Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Kidneys blown up does sound a lot more... David, I got a Lexus NX. So yes. yeah. So we'll see. And my sister was like, you guys don't celebrate. Wait, what? You don't celebrate St. Paddy's? Everybody does. What? Mm-hmm. Jürgen said, no. You don't see this in Belgium? Are there holidays, Jürgen, that like you guys only have in Belgium? Like, give me a holiday that's only in Belgium. Like, we wouldn't know about. Because I'll celebrate it with you. Is there Belgium Day? You just eat chocolate and waffles? Let's make that. Mm-hmm. Are you on another channel also right now? I am, Nurse Debbie. I am on the TikTok and on the Facebook and the YouTube all at the same time. Mm-hmm. What is St. Patrick's Day? Tell us. Oh, okay. So, you know, we're Catholic. And in the Catholic religion, we have lots of saints, like patron saint of this and the patron saint of that. Like if you lose something, I think it's St. Francis. There are people that you can pray to for what they call intercessions. So like if you're trying to sell your house, is it St. Mike? Somebody you turn upside, you get a statue, you turn it upside down, you dig it in your yard. This sounds weird. And you put it in and then you sell your house and then you dig it back up. You take it with you. The way I'm explaining it does sound cookie crazy, but either way, St. Paddy's. St. Anthony is for lost things. Thank you. St. Joseph makes cannolis. That's whatever. Anyway. St. Paddy is the patron saint of St. Patrick, his full name, of drinkers. I don't think that's right, but that's what we do to celebrate. I should not be in charge. I should not be a tour guide at the Vatican. I don't think anybody should be like, they'll be like, listen, do you want the real tour or do you want to go with Dina? They'll be like, they'll be like, which one's better? Really depends on what you're looking for. The real tour, you will find actual information and Dina will most likely make it up and take you to a local bar. Okay, I would like to go with Dina. He drove the snakes out of Ireland, Jürgen. So, are we celebrating? Is July 21st 5 years of you and Wim? We shall celebrate it. It's Jürgen and Wim Day. July, was it July 21? That's right. No, it had to be in, I thought it was in June. That's when we all celebrated and went on your cruise with you. Yeah. No, what statue do you bury to get money? I don't think you bury, no, you bury the statue to sell your house. St. Joseph is the house seller and pastry. Oh, May 13. Got it. Yeah. That's a lot. Anyway, so this is a leprechaun. And so St. Paddy's is green and Irish and the luck of the Irish. May 31st is 2 years of the wedding. Oh, Chicago dyes their entire river green, Jürgen. It's big. Mm-hmm. Our Lady of Perpetual Relief, that's my mom, in a dirty porta potty. It's different. We made that up. St. Christopher is for protection and health. Yeah. You eat corned beef and cabbage. That's the only thing when it comes. So my mom was like, we have like another Cooking with Di coming up this weekend. And Di was like, let's do something for St. Paddy's Day. And I say, okay. Hold on. Every year, March 17th commemorates St. Patrick as the patron saint of Ireland and the missionary credited with bringing Christianity to Ireland. In Ireland, St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday and a holy day of obligation. It was said that St. Patrick used a shamrock or a three-leaf clover to explain to the people of Ireland the concept of the Holy Trinity. This is basically what I was saying, Michelle. Three persons and one God. Ever since, the shamrock has become a symbol of Ireland and of St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for putting that in here, Michelle, but I think I covered that. But, you know, we can listen to how Michelle put it. But thank you, Michelle. It's very, Yeah, my wife is Irish on St. Paddy's Day and German the rest of the year. You can drink green beer. Well, that was the thing is my mom's like, let's make something Irish for St. Paddy's Day. And I was like, okay. And we've done Irish potatoes before, which are good if you haven't had them. You should try them. You're just pure sugar. I enjoy them. But always teaching you. I mean, I'm a teacher, Julie. So, but then she was like, soda bread. So here's the thing. And I don't want to talk bad about other people's foods, but I'm Italian and I've had good bread. And somebody, I remember when I was younger, somebody's like, you want soda bread? I'm like, oh, like Dr. Pepper. And I just so you know, it is nothing. It doesn't taste like soda. It is not sweet. It is a very misleading name of a bread. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. So it's good. It's, is it dry? It's dry. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Irish brown bread. Maybe I would like that. But, you have to like raisins for soda bread. Yeah. No, I don't. Nope. I can't think of like, what is your favorite Irish food? Yeah, you have to slather it with butter, so you really just like butter. What's coal cannon? Try coal cannon. So yummy. It should be known as crappy bread. I make great soda bread. Yeah, I'm Portuguese, and the Portuguese and the Italians have the best bread. I mean, potatoes, stew, bangers and mash, thin mints. If they're Irish, then I'm in. But like the gluten, a shepherd's pie. I will say shepherd's pie. I will. Yeah, no. But I really think we should rethink the whole, this is called soda bread. I'm like, you're going to need a new name because I love soda. Yeah. St. Patrick died on March 17th, hence the date. He was also not Irish, but either Welsh or Scottish. The snake thing also meant, listen, Michelle came in with this whole history. Judy's like, wrong. You're wrong. I think fish and chips is English, isn't it? I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, it was very funny having that conversation. She was, let's make something Irish. I was like, but I do enjoy a nice stew. So maybe we'll do a stew of some kind. All right. So I want to read this article to you and then we'll wrap it up for the day. Or should we wait for tomorrow? Hold on. All right. I'll do this one and then tomorrow I'll do the other one. Oh, yeah. Let's do the other one. We have our guest tomorrow. I'm so excited. So this came up and I want to know if anybody knows. This is a different article than the one I was talking about. It says, Americans use many abbreviations in everyday speech and writing. AC for air conditioner, YD for yard. I don't know, anybody says YD. And we all, for example, we take AM and PM, and people are constantly thinking and talking about terms in terms of AM, PM, which Jurgen and Wim don't do. So they kept talking in like what we call military time, but they use it 24 hours. So we just have to keep doing math. They would say something like, oh, it's at 16. And we're like, okay, now I gotta do math. What time is that? And then daylight saving. I was like, I don't know. But it said, most people don't know what AM and PM stands for. I know what it is just because I'm a nerd, but do you guys all know what it is? Like raise, like I know what it means. Yeah. But do some people not know what it is? We had a whole conversation about this, even with Jurgen and Wim, because they were like, what does it mean? And do you want to guess or say if you know it? Yeah, I don't know. But the boys were like, what's that? He's like, what's a meridian? I'm like, it's a lot, the things. It's that all the way around. He's like, that not, what you're doing is not. AM is morning and PM is afternoon. Yes, but it's anti-meridian and post-meridian. Yeah, and I was under the impression, I was like, there's those lines, and then just before, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm just read it just to give you a little education, be like, you learned something. Okay, here we go. While there isn't a ton of information about there exactly about how AM and PM came into popular use in the English language, the 12-hour timekeeping system dates back to ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia. Who's using Mesopotamia in a morning show? We are. Okay, during the Renaissance, mechanical clocks with 12-hour analog dials appeared in churches and palaces throughout Europe. Today, most of the world, including Jurgen and Wim, use a 24-hour system, while many English-speaking countries follow a 12-hour clock. In the places that use 12-hour standard, there's some debate around what to use for noon and midnight. By convention, people in the U.S. say 12 p.m. is noon, 12 a.m. for midnight. I thought that's, but some believe that going from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. and 11 a.m. to is confusing. No, it ain't. Wait. Since noon is midday, it can't technically be anti-meridian or post-meridian. This is about 12 midnight. No, that's what I don't know. Military time. No, we're not going to do that. Yeah, no, I'm under the impression the meridians are the things. Judy, are you guys on a 24-hour system? I think you are, because I think you were talking crazy when I was there. I love when Judy would just talk about, you guys are talking crazy again. She's like, this is how it is. I'm like, okay. All right. I'll just translate. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Mashopotamia? It is. It's Mashopotamia. Potatoes. Mm-hmm. Or just plain noon. Mm-hmm. A bingo. I had Mesopotamia on my card. Listen, we're going to hand out those cards with just random words on them. And you guys can play bingo, but it'll be like a year long bingo. And you just have to wait for big words to come up on your card and be like, guys, I've been waiting from Mesopotamia for a long time, and she has finally said it. Oh, it's so funny. I know. My daughter prefers to use military time.
Mm-hmm.
No, even with Jürgen and Wim, they would talk about stuff, and I was like, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for watching, Victor. So, listen, we did great today. Oh, I use it because the medical community, it also uses police and military. Yeah. So anyway, listen, I'm feeling a little better every day. So thanks for sticking with my weird schedule this week. And Dean's not feeling great. So I was, he was so funny. He sounded really gross. He was laying on the couch. And I was like, do you want me to get you some medicine? He was like, what kind? I said, NyQuil, because you look disgusting. It was like 8:30. He was like, no, that'll knock me right out. I was like, I think that might be what you want. And he was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm telling you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Constantinople. Constantinople. Mm-hmm. Constantinople. Tomorrow we have a great guest and I am so excited. Do I tell you now? I don't know. We should have had it in the thing, but I need you to go look her up because she's so funny. And she's going to be here in the studio. It's the first female comic that we've had here on the morning show. We've had a lot of fellas in the last few weeks. She's one of my favorites. Her name is Beth Stelling. She will be here in the kitchen tomorrow. It's going to be so fun. So do yourself a favor and look up clips from Beth Stelling. I'm sure we'll be posting later, her name and, info so you can find her. But, it is awesome, and I'm super excited to have her. So I'll read my article tomorrow, and then we can both talk about it as well, and you can meet Beth and hear about all the great things that she's doing. Missy has been on the morning show. Yeah, no, that's true. But that's Missy. I know Missy. Missy be like, no, she's real. We'll both be like, no, she's realer than we are. So, Stelling, Stelling. So, it'll be great. I'm super excited. I'm going to go hang out with Fiona today and maybe drive somewhere. I'm not sure. I don't know, Renee. We have a meeting right after this with the team, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of information going out about Voila and all the things. we'll go from there. But thanks for watching, everybody. And we'll do tomorrow's show and then have kind of a quiet weekend, get ready for whatever. They're supposed to tell me Friday what time my surgery is on Monday. Right now online, it's scheduled at like 3:00 in the afternoon. I'm like, am I supposed to not eat for that? And she's like, maybe. And I was like, okay, we'll see. Mm-hmm. I do, Brenda. I don't know where I'm going to go. But thanks for watching as always. Like Judy from Saskatoon says on military time, do something nice for yourself or others today. I hope you get a chance to do that. And thanks for watching as always. So we'll look forward to seeing you guys here tomorrow. Have a great day and a blessed day. And I'll see you soon. Bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Alright, Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.